Everyone has a story, an introduction of sorts. When I was 22, I thought I was really successful. I can even pinpoint this feeling to a specific night. It was the Boston premiere of The Social Network, and I had tickets. I was weeks away from finishing my last semester of college. I had just endured a long day of classes in the morning and 8 hours of work in the afternoon. Not a college job, not an internship, real work. I had helped to start a PR agency only a few months before, and in just a few weeks, I'd be graduating to take on my rightful spot as part owner. I was an expert on healthcare technology and healthcare reform. My resume had been sent to the White House twice. I worked with big-name national reporters. I had more than enough money and friends, plenty of friends. There I was, waiting for the premiere of a movie to start. I was successful. I was important. I mattered. But as the movie started to roll, playing out the story of Facebook's impressive founding, I couldn't help but think that maybe my life was more filled with carefully crafted credentials and glossy photos than anything else. And, looking at my friends to my left and right, I started to suspect that I wasn't the only one. Beginnings are awkward. I never know where to start. Whenever I have no clue how to begin something, I try to think about whatever I'm doing like a little kid would. Have you spent much time around children? They approach everything with a little naivete, a heavy dose of curiosity, and maybe a splash of wonder, and the annoyingly persistent question, why? Us adults, we gave up on our questioning years ago. Things just are. We accept them and move on. We don't have time to sit around and philosophize. We're off working long hours and paying the bills and doing chores and just trying to survive everyday life. But now, we're in a predicament, because I already said that I'm approaching this just like a kid would, and you're reading a book about success, so I'm going to guess that you care about being successful, at least a little bit. So I've got to ask, why? Why do you want to be successful? I've asked this question more times than I can remember. In fact, I ask this question when I first meet with any client, and every single time, I get the exact same response. A blank stare. That's not entirely true. Once, someone asked how I made it this far in my business asking stupid questions like that. But I don't think it's a totally unfair question. I mean, success is the end goal for the vast majority of people. It comes up in casual conversation every day. And let's face it, Facebook has become little more than a gauge on how successful people have become since high school. Our heroes have changed, from actors and athletes to Mark Zuckerberg and Sean Parker. Our culture values the ideal of achieving astronomical success at a young age over almost anything else. We're a culture obsessed with success. All I'm asking is why. Okay, I'll go first. If I'm being honest, I wanted to be successful for all the reasons you're not supposed to want it. Because it'd make me matter. It'd make me important. The cars, the chicks, the whole bit. I was sold a fairy tale of success, and I bought it, hook, line, and sinker. I grew up believing that I'd work my little butt off, put in my time, pay my dues, and be rewarded with the pot at the end of the rainbow. I'd have money, fame, and power. My name would mean something. I wanted to cover myself with fancy parties, impressive job titles, and large salaries because I was afraid that if people peeled back the layers, they wouldn't like what they found. Underneath, I wasn't enough. Not rich enough, or smart enough, or charming enough, or experienced enough, or old enough, or good enough. I was convinced that once I made it there, things would be different. People would look at me differently, treat me differently. Hell, I'd treat me differently. I wouldn't let people walk all over me anymore. I wouldn't waste time on things that didn't make me happy. I'd have honest relationships. I'd have time for myself. Success would get me everything I wanted. Turns out, I was confusing success with self-esteem.